April is Earth Month, a time to reflect on the impact of our choices. Sustainability starts at home and especially in the bedroom. Did you know most mattresses end up in landfills within a decade? That's why I love Avocado Green Mattress, made with certified organic materials like latex, cotton, and wool. Avocado mattresses aren't just built for comfort. They're built to last. And lasting quality means fewer replacements, less waste, and a healthier planet. Every avocado mattress is crafted ethically, climate neutral certified, and made in their own zero waste factory, diverting 85% of waste from landfills. This Earth Moon, choose sleep with purpose. Choose sustainability. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better for you and the planet. Starting your business should be simple. That's why I love what Northwest Registered Agent is doing. You can build your entire business identity in just 10 clicks and 10 minutes. Seriously, whether you're launching your first company or your fifth, you get more when you start with Northwest. More privacy, more guidance, and more freedom to run your business from anywhere. They've helped businesses grow for nearly 30 years, and they've got your back. For just $39 plus state fees, Northwest will form your business, create a custom website, and set up a local presence anywhere you need it. Want more? They'll protect your identity by using their address on your formation documents, and their premium mail forwarding gives you a real business address that keeps your home info private, which I have used this service for many years. Don't wait. Protect your privacy, build your brand, and set up your business in just 10 clicks in 10 minutes. Visit northwestregisteredagent.com/founders and start building something amazing. Get more with Northwest Registered Agent at northwestregisteredagent.com/founders. Hey everyone, welcome back to Founder Story. Today we have Shilam, the founder of Dry Capital. And Shilam, I'm very excited to talk to you because I am very curious about the state of real estate investing in Europe, because we've had so many guests on about the US, and I've been very interested to learn more about what's happening in Europe, the state of things. And I'm excited that, you know, what you are working on. So let's go back to, you just created this company on International Women's Day 2025, which seems like a great day to launch something like this. But before this, you had over two decades experience in real estate and investing. So what made you want to start Dry Capital and why now?
Yeah, no, thanks for the question. I think it's interesting. You know, and when I speak to a lot of women who start their own companies, a lot of them have probably come through situations that, you know, after accumulating a lot of experience, they encountered sort of frustrating situations where they got a little bit tired of kind of what they call, you know, the glass ceiling. And I decided to launch my own company. I mean, I have a lot of experience in commercial real estate and institutional transactions in Europe. Although I'm based here in Brussels, I speak to a wide range of international investors. And I've always held kind of leadership positions in listed companies. And I just got to a situation where my experience and what I wanted to do was not always in line with the situation around me at the company. And rather than doing what sometimes we all do, which is looking for a new job or situation, I decided to create something that I totally believe in, which is recapitalization into commercial real estate, because I don't think I need to explain the economy is a little bit volatile right now. And when you really believe in your idea and you have true conviction and you have experience, especially as a woman, you kind of tend to be a little bit fearful. And so I just decided to go through with it and just start my own thing. And it's purely coincidental that I announced it on International Women's Day, but it was probably something subconscious that happened. And I think that it would be fantastic if more women, you know, take the courage to just go for what they believe in. And so that's why I started it.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I've experienced that as well, where, you know, the corporate environment or the job environment wasn't fit to what I wanted. So why not go off and start something on your own? It's like the saying of, we make everyone else rich, why not just apply those things to ourselves? You mentioned about the volatility in the market. I know you've been through Brexit, pandemic, all these other ups and downs. So what are you looking at right now? And what are you seeing the people around you? I know you meet with a lot of investors and stuff. So what are you thinking about in terms of where your focus lies during this environment?
Well, look, I mean, the real estate markets since 2015, when you had the quantitative easing coming into the economy, have been, let's say, extremely hot. So there's been cheap debt for almost, you know, a good bulk of 10 years. And everybody was buying real estate. It offered interesting returns compared to other asset classes and the stock markets. And then all of a sudden we had COVID, and that puts the brakes on the investment market for probably about a year. And then markets started again, and they got even hotter for probably less than a year. And all of a sudden, then the interest rates went up from 1 to 5% or something in like 2 years. And so you had a huge segment of the market, whether that's investors and developers, who got locked out. Because, I mean, if you take 5 times your interest rates, your financial charges explode and it becomes impossible to either continue financing any investment or project. So that, coupled with still the effect of COVID, which is, you know, the trend of home working and you know, out of city offices, which is now investors don't want to touch anymore. You know, that work through with all of this real estate that's sitting on balance sheets is going to take a huge amount of time to get worked out. And so what we're seeing now is, you know, for the first year to 2 years, you kind of just say, okay, I'll figure out a solution. I'll sell this building. I'll find another project to, you know, refinance. But we're now in 2025. I'm almost mid-25. So we're talking about 3-4 years now where this crisis has hit. With the U.S. elections now, we've seen in beginning of March, beginning of April, huge volatility in the stock markets. So there's still a lot of uncertainty. And I think that a lot of investors in Europe thought, okay, this year's the survive to 25. And actually what's happened is that a lot of owners are still seeing that it's going to be complicated for the years to come. So what dry capital is doing is we're placing private capital into companies that are looking for alternative ways to finance. Because the traditional bank financing is no longer, well, I won't say no longer available, but it's, let's say, a lot more limited. And honestly, I think there's a lot of people saying that it might not be towards the end of 2020, that we're going to see normal, you know, M&A activity coming back. So that's a huge amount of time to work through your projects. And usually real estate, you know, you don't keep it on your books. Unless you're an investor and you're holding long term for more than 3 years. So, it's going to be a little bit of a complicated decade. And so our company is just here to help provide solutions to give owners breathing time for this complicated period.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. It seems a complex situation when we don't always know what's going to happen and we don't have the crystal ball. Like you said, it could be many years from now. And so, you know, we still need to move forward and figure things out with the limited information that we do know, but changes, it seems like, yeah, almost every minute, daily basis. So I know there's other women out there that might watch this and say, you know, I'm also in a male dominated industry. I want to get ahead and I want to, you know, start my own company. What advice do you give to them? And then what challenges have you had to overcome?
Yeah, I mean, look, everybody has their own personal situation. And I don't like to always generically talk about women or men. But I think that what I've experienced is that you tend to, as a woman, get a lot more criticism and have to prove yourself a lot more often. And it takes quite some thick skin to be able to go through that criticism. Because you often start questioning your capabilities and your capacities, which in turn makes you question whether you're capable at all or not. And I think that when we compare with, you know, maybe certain types of male situations, that's just part of the game. And of course, you know, men and women are completely different. What I would say to women is that you need to go for it and take the risk and fight for what you believe in and have the courage. And if anyone doubts you, you know, that's just part of the game. But if you have belief in yourself, you should do your thing that you believe in, because otherwise you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. And I think, you know, like I have good people around me that really support me and that encourage me. And it's really important to have a very strong network.
Yeah, we had a Harvard professor on previously, and she talked about how professors who are men would submit a substantially larger amount of papers to Harvard, because, you know, once they got the 50% complete, they would submit, where women had to wait till they were 80% complete, other professors who were women. And I found that very interesting, that they were seeking more perfection, where men were okay with things being actually perfect. So hopefully that will change, though. But thank you. I mean, hey, we need more people like you to inspire others. When it comes to what Dry Capital is looking at in the next few years, I know you had mentioned earlier about volatility and things might take longer, but how do you see the next 5 years playing out?
Well, so, I mean, I'm based here in Brussels. This is where I live. This is where my kids live. But I have a vision of Dry Capital being a very strong pan-European player. So I'm in discussions and I have plans to grow the company with strategic partnerships in some of the main cities in Europe. And I want Dry Capital by 2030 to be a well-known operational platform for investment in the commercial real estate markets. So that means that we are looking at projects that offer really good returns in the medium terms. That means between 3 and 5 years in all the European markets where you can get attractive returns. I've been working the market long enough and I have a really strong network. So, you know, what I would say, and this is also maybe leading to the point about women, is that, you know, your networking and your personal and professional at work is super, super important. And I would always encourage anyone to make sure that you keep that firstly. And to secondly, always do things that you really believe in. Because I'm working a lot with people that I've known for almost 20 years. And it's funny how many of them I'm talking to again now that I'm starting my own thing. And so, yeah, no, I see the company being really a true pan-European player by 20.
So looking back to yourself 20 years ago when you started, knowing now that networking is such a critical part of the industry that you're in, what would you tell somebody who's in their 20s right now so they can understand how to network? Because I totally understand, like you, almost any industry you're in, having that network can be the thing that makes you successful compared to someone that is not. And I think it's even more so when you're going out on your own and you're creating your own company. So was there something that you did in order to build this network, or any strategies that you can think of that could help someone who's right now in their 20s, knowing that they need to focus on building their network?
Yeah, well, look, when I started, I was 26 and I was working a role that was basically sending me around Europe, and I was attending every single conference that I could, every single exhibition, meeting with all the investors. I was just a junior at that time, but I kept as close as possible to some of the major investors, tried to connect with them on a more personal level, let's say. And a lot of these people I still speak with to this day, because the world is small, and the European commercial real estate market, as big as it is, the network is quite small. And you see a lot of people that you worked with that are at different companies and back and forth. And, you know, it's all about an ecosystem. And I've highlighted it several times, is that your personal network and the trust that people have in you is the most important, valuable tool you can have. And when you break that trust, or you do things that are probably not in line with your ethos, you don't want that. So I would say, when you're young today, go to as many events as you can, try and speak to as many people as you can, learn from as many mistakes as you can. Because, I mean, if everything went well for me in the past 20 years, maybe I'd still be working at a big corporation and doing that thing. So I'm very grateful for all the things that I've learned even the complicated situations. But I'd say get out of your comfort zone, because when you stay within your comfort zone, you're never going to do anything more than what you're comfortable with. So
I like that. I like the what you said about trust. It's not just about who you know. It's about who trusts you. I think that that is a critical point. So my last question is, you gained this 20 years of experience in the corporate environment, and I am a big proponent of working in a corporate job to gain a ton of experience and then going and doing your own thing versus just doing your own thing and never working for someone. So what's one or two things that you look back and say, well, I learned these things because I worked in that corporate environment that I can now apply to my own company?
Well, a lot of what I learned and why I'm doing this, it's funny. I ended up in a lot of situations at companies that had been going through, let's say, work throughs, because, you know, when I started, when I was 28 years old, the company had some financial problems and they were being delisted. And so I had to go on this exercise to sell every single project or company or land that we had owned.
One of the best things I've ever done for my personal growth was picking up a new language. Whether you're traveling, leveling up your career, or just love learning, speaking another language opens up many doors. And Rosetta Stone makes it easier, more immersive, more fun. It's the leading language learning program available right on your desktop or mobile. Rosetta Stone helps you learn naturally, just like you picked up your first language, through real-world context and conversation. Just practical skills you can use right away. What I love most is the true accent speech recognition. It gives you real-time feedback so your pronunciation actually sounds like a native speaker. With 30 years experience, millions of learners in 25 languages to choose from, like Spanish, also Tagalog, which I'm learning. Rosetta Stone is the go-to for anyone serious about learning fast and retaining it long-term. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Founder Story listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/today and start learning today. Ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. See a trading opportunity? You will be able to trade it in just two clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus. We talk so much about technology on this show, and you know that AI is incredible for all business owners. And something that has been an absolute game changer for me has been leveraging Notion Mail, which I have recently switched to. Notion Mail is the inbox that thinks like you, automated, personalized, and flexible to finally work the way you work. With AI that learns what matters to you, it can organize your inbox, label messages, draft replies, and even schedule meetings. No manual sorting required. We get so many emails on an everyday basis, and I miss so many things. So I love how it filters what's important. With the AI organized inbox, it lets me create custom views to stay focused, and it helps me fly through emails using snippets, one-click templates for follow-ups and intros. If you're already using Notion, it integrates seamlessly with your docs, so everything just works together. Get Notion Mail for free right now at notion.com/founders and try the inbox that thinks like you. That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/founders, to get Notion Mail for free right now. When you use our link, you're supporting our show, notion.com/founders.
And I was young and I was super excited and I was motivated to do it. But I kept thinking, I want to be able to buy again. I mean, it would be nice to be able to buy And actually, I learned a lot more in the difficult times than I did in the good times, because I always say, you know, buying in real estate, you know, you could be a sheep and you put a sign on your neck and you say for sale and it'll get sold. I mean, it doesn't, it's not so complicated. But yeah, the complicated situations that I've been in were the ones I learned the most. And again, like I say, you know, a lot of people I did deals with when I was 30 years old, I'm doing deals with today. And they're the ones that have helped me the most, because we had so much trust with each other. And so I'm really grateful for that. And so I'd say, you know, we all have our business hats on and we all have to do things with a little bit of values. And so, I think the work through periods in the companies I worked with in the past were the ones where I learned the most.
Well, this has been great. I'm super excited for Dry Capital and all the things you have going on in the future. I was very curious about, you know, how everything is happening in Europe. So thank you for sharing about that. And I can't wait to have you back on in a year, 2 years, and then see what's happening with the markets. I mean, it is a wild ride to be in the real estate investing industry, I imagine, right now. But if people want to get in touch with you, they want to find out more information, how can they do so?
Well, look, you can go to the website. You can see my contact details there. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm available. I'm open to discussing with anyone. And thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us today on Founder Story.
Thank you very much, Daniel.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money. Like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.